episode 1043, How Not to Kill Your Marriage During the Holidays.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having an extraordinary weekend, getting some well-deserved rest. We're talking about the holidays. Can you believe Thanksgiving here in the U.S. is around the corner? We are going to want to really hone in on something important, and that's how not to kill your marriage during the holidays. How many times do you say in your head, and sometimes out loud, oh, that big jerk? You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I got to start off with a story. As you know, I am traveling right now. So as I'm recording this, I'm not in my studio, in my home. I am actually down south looking for a brand new place, and I'm sitting in a closet recording this. Oh yes, it's called So Much Fun. It really is. But you know what? It brings to my heart gratitude, and I just wanted to stop for a moment and say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with my funny, silly jokes, good or not. Thank you for being on this journey with me called life. And thank you for being you, who you are, right where you are, impacting those that you touch. That is critical in allowing us as a whole, as a group, as a nation, as a world, to come together and really see the beauty of God's creation. Now, we got to really dive into this one because with the holidays around the corner, some of you may be even taking some extra time off and are beginning to travel, and you'll travel actually earlier than normal. Here for us, next Thursday is our Thanksgiving here in the U.S. And so schools usually let out between Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we don't go to school the rest of the days, and we hit it hard. Some people, I know when we were homeschooling, we would take even a week off. So this is really great time to have togetherness. But how many times in your holiday season is it really togetherness? Oh no, it's all about the fights, right? Who's going to yell the loudest? Who's going to cause the most chaos? Who's going to get the best storyline? Because when you have chaos, there's storylines. And they're usually, I caught this big fish and it was only 2 inches wide. That becomes a problem. And with so much stress, it's hard to really enjoy the holiday. So I wanted to pause for just a moment and say, you know what? We've got to talk holiday strategies here. We got to talk about how to survive the holidays so your marriage isn't killed. Because I know when we were much younger in our marriage and we had younger children, we were the only ones on my side of the family that had children. You know, my cousins would be dating, but none of them had children yet. And I felt like I was the only one. And we would go to these family parties. And what would happen? I was the one chasing all of my children, yes, and I never got to visit with anybody. Now, mind you, we have traveled all over, right? We've moved so many different places. And so our family time, our holidays, they were critical to the survival and the connectedness, the togetherness of really what holiday should mean. And family is important to me. So it was one of the things that I got stressed out about because I wanted to hear the stories from everybody because I didn't get to see him every single week or a couple times a month. We were always away from family. And so it became very personal for me with this stress. And my husband's close to his side of the family, but if I had to say who's closer, he would agree and I would too. It's my side of the family. There's just something about it. We've always been that way. And, you know, we still have to this day, fourth, fifth, sixth cousins that are staying connected. That's very unusual. And I'm saying, you know, staying connected as in not just Facebook or Instagram, but actually we have family reunions. Everybody comes together at least once a year. Not everybody gets there, but we do our best. So having the holidays, if they weren't stressful enough, you are supposed to be happy. If you could be honest with yourself, are you really, really happy during the holidays? or are you counting down the minutes to when you can close the door and say, I survived. It's over. I'm done. It's finished. Well, you can learn how not to kill your marriage during the holidays. You can think of it as a retreat for companionship. We all are wanting that love, that connection, that companionship. And when we have our spouse, we should naturally have that. But we don't during the holidays. I don't know about you, but for me, I have found myself in my head calling him names. Sometimes turkey, sometimes jerk, a jerky turkey. Whatever it is, usually it's not real positive. Now, they're not bad words, but they're words that honestly we shouldn't even be thinking. Because what is that doing to our relationship? It is tearing it apart. And it's tearing apart the foundation that we've worked how many months on prior to, and now at the holidays, and we're going to let 1 or 2 days destroy our work. So we really have to be strategic when we go and we approach the holiday season. And that retreat that you take, the retreat for companionship, it's prime to draw you closer. Now let's talk about the menu, right? I'm all about the food. Aren't you ready for food? Think about it. Your turkey, your ham, your cranberry sauce. Oh, my mouth is watering. Pumpkin pie. Some of you may love some apple pie. Maybe homemade mashed potatoes with all the fixings. You got the green bean casserole, the chocolate sweets. You got just the cinnamon rolls, homemade. I think I already shared with you, my aunt makes like a killer homemade cinnamon roll. It is to die for. It is amazing. You have all of these, you know, sweets and love of food that shows up during the holidays, and you can immediately think of them. And of course, you know, all of the goodies take work and due diligence for them to taste so good. It's not just the ingredients that go into the dish that you're making. It's all the love and caring and just the attention to detail. So important. So if you are desiring less headaches and more fun, stop killing your marriage. Instead, create harmony during the holidays. That's ultimately what we want. So I wanted to do something fun. Now, you're probably going to laugh at me, and that's okay because I'll call myself this, and I have no problem with this, but I wanted to do something very unique, and this is your kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. Carve the turkey. Carve the turkey. Well, you're calling your spouse the turkey anyway, right? You're calling the jerky turkey. You're mad at him anyway. So why not just carve the turkey up? Serve him on a platter. Get him out the door, right? Okay, that's not exactly how we're going to do it. But I thought it would be a really neat way to remember the holidays. And that's to carve the turkey. So we're going to break down the word turkey. T-U-R-K-E-Y. And I'm going to give you a word, and that is how I want you to carve the turkey. The T is be thankful for the day. Every single time you wake up and family's around, as crazy as it gets, as much as your mother-in-law gets on your nerves, or maybe for you it's your father-in-law, it could be your brother-in-law, it could be your own brother. Whatever it is that floats your boat, that gets under your nerves, and you're like, oh, this is just going to be a doozy. Be thankful. Be thankful. When you come from a place of gratitude, there is a shift. And you have to create that shift by being thankful. And when you're thankful, you also open the opportunity to serve. That door just flings wide open. And you see things differently than if you're coming from it at the aspect of, ugh, did you just hear what they said? I cannot believe she kept going on and on. You know these conversations. You know these situations. Don't deny it, because then you're going to be the jerky turkey. That's why we're carving the turkey the way we are. So be thankful. You united as one couple. How many times have you gone into your family gathering? And it can be even close friends gathering. And all of a sudden, it's like you two are on opposite teams, you and your spouse. And you're fighting over, if it was just in your own home, you wouldn't be fighting over it. But you're in somebody else's home, somebody else is in charge, and all of a sudden, you're picking a different side. You can't do that. You've got to be united as one couple. Fight the battles together. You guys said, I do, which is we do. You're coming together. And if you sit here and think, oh, well, I really don't need to do the work. And, oh, it's going to be okay. Everything will be fine. No, it's not going to be. Because you're going to end up getting flustered, frustrated, and you're going to fail during the day. And if you don't point it out, somebody else is going to. And you're going to be the jerky turkey. So be thankful. Stand united. Rekindle. Rekindle the spark, that big R word. And I think it's important that you really understand this from the heart perspective. You have a choice every single day to choose to love or to choose to attack. You can attack your spouse. You can attack what they do, good or bad. But if you're always in attack mode, where is that going to get you? So you have to rekindle the spark. Remember why you fell in love. It somewhat goes back to the thankful and united. All of that has power, but you have to rekindle the spark. You have to keep the flame burning. So for you, maybe it is getting 30 minutes of time, just you two together. That's it. No children, no discussions with the in-laws, no discussions with the siblings, no extra cousins floating around, no dogs barking and yipping at your feet. It's just the two of you. Rekindle, rekindle. K, kindness. Come on, remember, we're carving the turkey here. K is kindness. I like to think of this as kindness and compassion. We have so much to be grateful for. We have so many blessings. And when we have a lot of blessings, we have got to remember that a kind word, extending a kind word, a kind gesture, a kind look, a compliment can build up someone incredibly. And you can actually end up changing a person's life by being kind. And that's not being over dramatic. I'm all about drama, but the good kind of drama. And with kindness, you can impact someone so great that it will change and shift their life. I can remember I received a note from a gal, and I left it for her when we went to a restaurant, and I just wrote her a little note. We were chatting, and I wrote her something and gave her my contact information. And she later on, probably a week or two later, responded back to me, and she said, you had no idea. You taking the time to listen to me, to talk to me, when you weren't here to take care of me, you were here to enjoy your time with your husband and your family, yet you paid attention to me. That night, you made me feel worthy. You gave me back something that I didn't think I had. That's all about the kindness, a gesture, a hug. We have to be kind to one another. Okay, we can't forget the E. E for empower. We have to build up. Stop tearing down. We are so good at tearing down. And there are times that I think we tear down more because it's easier. When you want to build up, it takes work. It takes thought. It takes a heart. But you can do it, and it's all worth it. So empower. And finally, when you carve the turkey, yahoo, that's your why. Oh, yes, it is time to celebrate because you made it. You did it. You live and you loved and you impacted all in one day. Now, you may have to extend this for 2, 3, or 4 weeks, but imagine what can change in your life? What can change in your relationship with your spouse? What would happen if the two of you came together and were thankful together? You had a united front. You were one as a couple. You rekindled your spark when you were around each other, meaning that let's say you're talking with your mom and sister and your hubby's talking with somebody else, and he's in there trying to get your attention just to have maybe a question answered or whatever. He's got something on his mind. And you call him, you say, "Hun, I'll be right there." 5 minutes go by, and he calls out again, and he's like, "Well, can you come? I asked for you to come." "I'll be right there." 15 minutes now have passed. Now you're down to you're up to 20 minutes of time passed. Finally, he comes in and he goes, "What is your deal? Why can't you pause long enough? I need to talk to you about something that Joe and I are talking about, and this is where we're at, but now you missed the opportunity." Rekindle the spark. Be kind. Empower. And yes, yahoo! You got to celebrate. The holidays are meant to be enjoyed together as family, as a unit. And yes, sometimes it's crazy as it gets, but it's such a blessing. And there's nothing greater than family. So when you are gathered together, hanging out in different rooms, a game room or a living room, or you're outside because the weather's beautiful, don't let your own pride, don't let your own ego, don't let your own agenda get in the way of an incredible marriage, because it will kill it so fast. All you have to do is pause long enough and carve the turkey. Now go out today. Yes, go get a turkey. This is the best time, by the way. This is a total off the cuff here. But you know me, I'm going to be real and frank with you. If you like turkey and you have enough room in the freezer to pick up one or two extra, now's the time to buy them. You can keep them for 6 to 9 months later, and they are awesome. I'm going to put out a video, and I'm going to tell you how to cook the best turkey ever. It's the easiest bird to cook, in my opinion, and it doesn't take much effort. I'm talking less than maybe 5 minutes of preparation. It's just a little bit of rubbing and a tossing and a turning and a yumming and a shaking here and there. And you slap her in the oven and she cooks and cooks and cooks. And she's so yummy. So if you do have room in your freezer, I would encourage you, grab an extra turkey. You know, you are carving the turkey. So you'll need another one or two or three, depending upon how big your family celebrations are. I hope you've had a lot of fun. I know for me, I'm a little worn out, honestly, because we have been shopping for homes. And thank you so much. I appreciate your prayers. I can feel them. It's tough. For those of you who have moved, you know what it's like. And our kids are at very impressionable ages, with being in middle school and high school. And then, of course, we have our college students. But it's hard. It's much easier to move them when they're younger. They are very forgiving, and they just go with the flow. But you kind of have to work a little bit harder the older they get, and you're creating adventures. And so we are definitely having an adventure this weekend. So thank you so much for your prayers. We're off again later today to go and look at more homes. So I'm sure I will have more stories to tell you. And you know what? They'll probably be fun, like carving the turkey. Who would have thought that that's how not to kill your marriage during the holidays? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.